T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. NBC's Matt Lauer fired.
Wichita City Council taking a new look at the fireworks policy. We've got the story.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback to meet with Mitch McConnell today in Washington. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. The latest system that moved through is on its way out, and quiet weather is expected throughout the rest of the week. We will have our complete forecast in a few minutes.
KNSS breaking news. Big change for one of the network TV shows.
Today's show host Matt Lauer is no longer greeting morning TV viewers.
Matt Lauer has been terminated from NBC News. Our chairman has released a statement saying a colleague had come forward reporting behavior in violation of our company's standards.
That's his co-host Savannah Guthrie. The statement from NBC Chairman Andrew Lack says the detailed complaint was received Monday night and accused Lauer of inappropriate sexual behavior. Lauer has been with the network for more than 20 years. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wichita officials are considering a change in the fireworks policy. During a workshop meeting, the city council and Fire Chief Tammy Snow met to consider changing the policy, and current regulations only allow for novelty fireworks that don't travel over 6 feet when they're set off. Now, Chief Snow says it is tough to enforce the city's law.
The Wichita Fire Department and the Police Department are the officials that would actually issue citations in regards to the fireworks violations. But the way the ordinance is written is that we must observe the violation, the use, or the possession to actually issue a citation. We also cannot issue citations to minors.
Chief Snow says Wichita is on an island surrounded by other communities that follow state law, which allows much louder Class C consumer fireworks. The council agreed to take a closer look at the policy during a meeting in December.
Darius Warner was charged Tuesday in Sedgwick County Court with voluntary manslaughter in the death of 30-year-old Theo Lawler. He was found stabbed in the 3300 block of East Sunview last Wednesday. Warner is a para-educator at North High. He's on paid administrative leave. His bond has been set at $200,000 and a preliminary hearing set for December 12th.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback is in Washington to meet with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
McConnell's spokesman David Popp confirmed the meeting is scheduled for today. The Kansas City Star reports Popp would not discuss the reason for the meeting, but it comes as Brownback's confirmation to be next ambassador at large for international religious freedom has slowed, with no final vote scheduled. Brownback said last week that he hopes his appointment would be voted on before Christmas. He has already handed over some of his most important duties as governor to Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier, including leadership over the state budget. Brownback was nominated in July. A Senate committee narrowly approved the nomination in October. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A suspect has been arrested in connection with a serial killing spree in the Seminole Heights area of Tampa, Florida. Suspect identified as 24-year-old Howell Emmanuel Donaldson III. Tampa police say the arrest came after they got a tip about a man carrying a gun at an area McDonald's. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn says he's grateful to have a suspect.
Tonight is the beginning of when justice will be served. And then the process will occur when this individual rots in hell.
4 people have been killed in Seminole Heights in less than 2 months.
After the launch of what may be North Korea's most powerful missile ever, the Trump administration may take more steps to cut Kim Jong-un's nuclear ambitions.
Vice President Mike Pence warning North Korea not to test President Trump's resolve. He tells the Hudson Institute Award Dinner the administration is ready
to bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear until North Korea abandons its nuclear and ballistic missile programs.
President Trump said earlier in the day that North Korea is a situation we will handle. Pyongyang launched a ballistic missile Tuesday that reached 2,800 miles into the sky and landed without harming anyone off the coast of Japan. But that type of missile may be able to reach as far into the U.S. as Washington or New York. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
College basketball action last night, the Shockers and the Jayhawks, both with the big wins at home. We have highlights, and we'll hear from some of those involved coming up in sports.
Kansas gas prices could be going up during the holiday season. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Gasoline prices in Kansas will be higher through the holiday season than they have been since 2014, even though they're going down a little now. This according to Jennifer Haw with AAA Kansas.
Some of it has to do with the tightened supply that we've got, and there's been some higher maintenance issues going on in the refineries, so it's sort of dinged our back stock there, and so we're not sitting with as much in the reserves at this time of year.
The low price as of Monday in Kansas was at Cunningham in Kingman County at $2.23, highest at St. Francis in Cheyenne County at $2.64 a gallon.
As an ethics investigation of sexual harassment allegations against Congressman John Conyers begins, a third former staffer of his is claiming he sexually harassed her. Fox's Kristen Fisher has details.
Her name's Deanna Marsh. She says it happened three times between 1997 and 99. The last one, according to Marr, took place in a very public setting, a town hall meeting in his home district of Detroit. Listen to how she described it in an interview on CNN.
He stuck his hand up my dress and whispered in my ear, "Wow, you've got great-looking legs."
Now, Conyers is a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus, and some of his colleagues are reportedly pressing him to resign. But the caucus's chairman is not one of them. He says he met with Conyers and told him that any decision to resign before the ethics investigation is complete is up to him and him alone.
Some former Conyers staffers have come to his defense, saying they believe in due process and support allowing the ethics probe to run its course.
It sparkles and it's pretty, but is it a threat to the environment?
Glitter. It's used to decorate various things like stones, glass, and even the scantily clad bodies of exotic dancers. But now scientists at Massey University in New Zealand say it poses a threat to the oceans, where marine animals have been known to eat plastic, often killing them. Not only that, the scientists say, when fish eat the glitter and then we eat the fish, we end up putting that plastic into our bodies. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. With Steve and Ted in the morning.
I just got a
on
call.
On KNSS. Sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
I just got a call from Traffic Tracker Steve.
Really? Okay.
He actually watched a gasoline station change their sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Coming down Ascent, down at 55th Street South and Broadway. $2.27 a gallon. I checked that earlier this morning, but Traffic Tracker Steve calls in and says they were changing it down to $2.26 a gallon. So coming down just little bit by little bit. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Just as was forecast yesterday, it rained overnight in South Central Kansas. Time for the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Good morning, Leon.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
I didn't mean to sound incredulous that you got one right. But
every once in a while, even a girl finds a nut, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm driving into work this morning, and there was a little bit of, a little sprinkle on my windshield. By the time I got over here on the east side, it was raining pretty good. I had to crank those wipers up to full blown and get across town. So it was much needed. I don't know how much there was. Have you got any idea at this point?
Now, we got the official number out at the airport was 0.4 inches.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it was good, just a little shy of a half an inch. Of course, you know, everybody's mileage may vary a little bit because it was variable amounts. But still, you know, that was one of the things where I really wanted to under-promise and over-deliver.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boy, we have been so dry. So, yeah, that little rain, unfortunately, a lot of the state came up high and dry. It was just kind of around South Central Kansas where we were able to get those showers. But the rain is gone. The clouds, I think, stay with us today. You know, we're in a kind of a cold and clammy start to the morning. Temperatures in the mid-40s right now. we're probably going to get to the mid-50s. I've got 55 for going forecast. The winds die down. They'll be a little breezy this morning, but they should ease up. But I think today's one of those kind of gray, cloudy, good napping afternoons. But the rain is coming to an end, and it has come to an end.
Hey, listen, I'm looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar screen here, and there is a line, a blue line up there, up around Hutchinson. Are you seeing that? Is that just clouds, or is there some light rain in that as well?
I am not seeing that. I've got the I've got a winterized radar up right now.
Okay,
that's not showing up on mine. You must have a little bit of Christmas sparkle in yours.
Wait a minute. No. Somebody left some gum on the computer screen here. That's what it is.
Yeah, I if anything, there might be a little bit of light drizzle on the back of the thing. But everything's winding down. But the clouds are going to stick around for us for a while. Boy, if there's not clouds, it's cold out there in western Kansas.
Okay, we're at Wednesday now, creeping down toward the weekend, and folks are going to go Christmas shopping. They're going to want to work in the yard, maybe rake some leaves, or maybe just enjoy the weather. How's it shaping up? I know it's a few days out, but can you give us a little sneak peek on that?
I would be happy to sneak peek the weekend. I'm always looking
at
that. By the time we head into tomorrow, we start to kind of set the table, if you will, for what's going to turn out to be a great weekend. The nicest forecast we have, the nicest days of the week, happen to fall on Saturday and Sunday. We've got low 60s. The skies will be clear, you know, maybe partly cloudy by late Sunday afternoon, but mild for this time of year. Wind should be fairly light, and a really delightful-looking weekend. Friday looks nice, too. So, you know, any outdoor plans, it's not going to be warm and toasty, no records. But, boy, you know, you get sunshine and 60s. It's that good kind of crisp fall air.
Yeah, yeah.
But next week, though, a lot of folks have been, you know, calling here or Facebooking me saying, hey, where's winter?
Okay, I'm going to put you on the hook, and I know you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but you predict things, like, you know, like the weather, but can you predict who the next national figure to be accused of inappropriate behavior will be?
No. Holy cow.
Holy smokes, man.
We are all rocked by that. Absolutely.
Matt Lauer losing his job. Wow.
Matt Lauer, he was not suspended. He was terminated.
Yeah, they didn't mess around.
No, and, you know, again, this is one allegation, and we're just finding out. We got the same email that NBC got, and apparently Savannah Guthrie and Hoda were on the start of the show this morning. They were just told minutes before the show.
Wow.
So, yeah, it shocked us all. We were all taken aback when we heard it on the air this morning. Yeah.
All right. Well,
so, anyway.
On another topic, though, the weather's looking pretty good there.
Man, one topic I do not predict, and I do not want to have to be involved in any of those predictions. That's nasty. That's scary stuff. The weekend, though, looks good. Next week, winter, Tuesday and Wednesday, bottom drops out of it. We're looking at 40s and cooling even from there. So that's our next shot of cold air.
All right. Hey, Leon, thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman this morning. Rain fell across south central Kansas and southeast Kansas, as you heard. Leon telling about 4/10 of an inch, just under a half inch. High temperature in Wichita yesterday was 61 degrees. Normal high for the date is 72. So we're still a little bit below what we ought to be. Now, it was on this November 29th, on this date in 1888, you'll remember, Ted, which is how I recorded its snowiest November on record, with a total of 9 inches. Now,
and the key there is on record.
Yes. This occurred during the first year of Wichita's climate record. So this is the first year they were keeping track of such things. Now, there could have been a snowier November somewhere back in the 1870s or 60s.
Yeah.
Or 50s. But this is the first year they had records. All right. So, yeah, shaping up for a nice weekend, as you heard right there, Ted. And then next week, you'll have a good chance to put on your sweaters and your long sleeve shirts. And
certainly no snow in 2017 for the Wichita area.
No, not yet. Nope. Wonderful. Have a white Christmas. Ah, that's another story. Today, 7:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And it's time for sports with Ted Woodward. Shocker basketball last night. We didn't think they'd have much trouble with the Savannah State, but Savannah State came out firing away. Those guys don't waste any time.
Well, that's their that's how they operate.
That's their
Savannah
MO,
State
yeah.
in Wichita last night, taking on 8th-ranked Wichita State. Here's what Savannah State does. They love to come down, and they don't waste any time. They don't run offense. They don't run plays. They just kind of dribble across midcourt, and somebody shoots the basketball quickly. The shot clock operator did not have much to do last night except reset the shot clock because usually at about 5 seconds into the shot clock, the Tigers had already put up a shot and it was going the other way because the Shockers were pulling down tons of rebounds last night. Meanwhile, on the offensive end of things, Wichita had a star last night, Samaje Haynes-Jones out of East High School. And now he's a junior for Wichita State, and he was lighting it up last night against the Tigers. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Shaquille Morris, and he retrieves it, now looks to Haynes-Jones. Samaje driving right around McClanahan, all the way to the basket and lays it in.
How do you stop that? It's virtually impossible. Once he got by the perimeter defender, he was on his way to 2 points.
How big is this young man? He's not very tall,
no.
Is he? He's just quick.
Guy. He's extremely quick.
Is he left-handed?
Ooh,
no.
I'll have to check on that.
But he is quick.
Oh, he is.
Getting to that basket. That's tough to guard a guy like
that. Yep. And Savannah State wasn't interested in guarding much of anyone. Samaje Haynes-Jones with a career high last night, 31 points in his sixth game as a Shocker. And Wichita State dominated the Tigers. 112-66 was the final score. After the game, comments on his star from Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
Samaje Haynes-Jones looked like he was back home. He looked very comfortable, short of being knocked in the mouth and having the blood. It appeared to be like a City League game. He was at ease. He was getting to the rim. He's really, really explosive with that first step. And he took pretty good care of the ball. 5 assists, only 2 turnovers.
Nicely done. Darrell Willis had a double-double for the Shockers off the bench. 14 points, 12 rebounds. Rashard Kelly also had a double-double for the Shockers. 12 points, 10 rebounds. Shocks put up a lot of big numbers last night. Now 5-1 on the season, back in the win column. The Shocks have won 42 straight non-conference games at Coke Arena, a streak that is now 6 years in the making.
Good streak, yeah.
And they clobbered Savannah State again last night. Up in Lawrence, another non-conference win for Kansas, ranked number 2 in the nation. Undefeated Kansas taking on Toledo last night, and KU got the job done. A huge performance for Kansas senior Devontae Graham. You heard the KU game last night on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Rebound Devontae Graham of Kansas. Graham wants a three. He'll get a three. 35 points for Devontae Graham. 14 of 19 from the floor, 5 of 8 from downtown, 2 for 2 from the stripe, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, a new personal best for Devontae Graham.
Big night for Graham. He made 15 baskets last night, most by a KU player in a decade.
15 field goals?
Yes.
Okay.
KU has now won 24 straight non-conference games at Allen Fieldhouse. Jayhawks are now 6-0 on the season. Men's basketball action tonight in Manhattan for Kansas State. The Wildcats are 5-1, and they are hosting 1-6 Oral Roberts tonight in Manhattan. Kansas State is a 22.5-point favorite going into this one. That'll tip off a little after 7 o'clock tonight in Manhattan, televised on Fox Sports Kansas City. And K-State has won 20 straight home games against non-conference opponents. JUCO men's basketball tonight in El Dorado, Butler Community College hosting Independence. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler Grizzlies basketball at 7:15 tonight, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And the Wichita State women's basketball team is home tonight at Coke Arena, hosting an old rival, Missouri State. The Lady Bears come to Coke Arena tonight to take on Wichita State. That'll start a little after 7 o'clock at Coke Arena tonight for Shocker women's basketball. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Liberals want sanctuary cities to continue to defy the Trump administration. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.